Thank you. הטוב מנעי שבת אחים גם יא הנה מה טוב מנעי שבת אחים גם יא הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יא שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעי שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעי שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב מנעי שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב מנעי שבת אחים גם יחד
By the authority of the heavenly court and by the authority of the earthly court, with the permission of God the ever-present and with the permission of this congregation who have ourselves transgressed, declare it lawful to pray with others who have wronged either God or human beings.
Page 244.
Vashiva shamala Uvashiva shamata Aldat hamakom Ve'aldat hakahal אנו מתירים להתפלל עם העבריינים.
We're going to light the candles. Susie Blasco, would you like to help us light the candles? It's Kol Nidre and it's Shabbat. We're on page 245.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech אשר קדשנו במצוותיו וציוונו להדליק של שבת ושל יום הכיפורי.
Please turn to page 248. There have been times in history when Jewish people made lots of vows to God. People promised to give up drinking or carousing or brawling or to be more charitable or kinder or more religious, and then often they failed. They broke their promises to God. And the memory of failure or the concern about future failure made them anxious on the Day of Atonement. So our Kol Nidre prayer absolved them from the vows they had broken or would soon be breaking, and as they well knew, having made them, they would break them again. They would say the words of Kol Nidre, and their spirits would lift. The Kol Nidre prayer never absolved people from promises they made to each other, and only the enemies of Judaism thought otherwise. If I promise you something, you, my fellow human being, only you can let me off. But from promises made to God, God can release us because God is strong, so strong God can release anyone from anything sooner or later. Of course, Kol Nidre became a metaphor. We hear its metaphoric meaning in the music, the solemn, sad, strong music. The meaning is that we know who we're supposed to be. We know who we're meant to be. And that radiant image, that image we're meant to embody, has a reality of its own. But it's the reality of our promise. And it's a promise, not a promise that we make, but a promise that we are. And we fall short of it every year. And God absolves us every year. God is strong enough for that. Strong enough to endure the division between what is and what ought to be. So in reality, there's no division, and all is well. And has always been well, and will yet be well. Page 248.
So we sing through Kol Nidre three times, and in some congregations, if you have three Torahs, it's all easy, but we only have one Torah, so we'll pass it between three Torah holders. And the folks that are going to hold the Torah are Al Zuckerman, Lou Holshizer, and Gary Rubin. And so if you can come up now, we'll pass them from in that order. Pass the Torah in that order. Please rise.